This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. The Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People is continuing its plenary assembly in the Vatican. It is looking at how the Church can increase its pastoral assistance to the victims of forced migration. Many of these people have to leave their homes because of conflict or persecution. Attending the conference is Father Maurizio Pettinar, Director of the Australian Catholic and Migrant Office. He spoke to me about the Church's role in helping those fleeing to Australia.
Tell us about how the forced migration impacts on the Pacific area.
Forced migration is a global situation which impacts quite visibly in the Asia-Pacific region. So it is visible from many fronts. It is the coming of people, the number, even though, you know, in Australia we do not receive huge numbers compared with the population. One of the phenomena in Australia is represented by people coming by boat, and therefore the answer to this phenomenon is by way of having created detention places. Quite unique to Australia, detention might become indefinite. It's certainly mandatory and might become indefinite. Now, the Catholic Church is very much on the front of this by working together, when possible, with the local government in trying, first of all, to remind government, politicians, everyone really, that migrants and refugees are not liabilities. They are human beings and they are people enriching our society. Quite often the fear surrounding this situation is created because we don't know them. We don't know the terrible situation they come from. We don't know the sufferings implied.
But it's not always as clear-cut as that, is it? I mean, some states don't really welcome with open arms people coming to them.
There is the phenomenon is complex. There is a complex phenomenon which calls for trying to know in depth the root causes of why are people forced to migration in that way, you know. So as much as government are looking into a regional cooperation, because you know, the very act of receiving people in need, it means that this need is provoked by situation of injustices in all sorts of ways. Again, situations are very complex back home. So the first question is, how are we operating? How are we dealing with those governments back home so that we can really become helpers or contributors in trying to improve those situations? That's one part. On the other hand, the questions for the disciples of Christ, for the Catholic Church, is how do we enhance, act on the care of the Church, on the love of Christ for those people seeking asylums or becoming refugees? So the Catholic Church in Australia is trying to operate regionally by having conversations with bishops' conferences of the area so that we can try to understand each other better, by having a pastoral presence in detention places. You know, we cannot tell, we don't own the power to say, okay, from tomorrow we close detention places. We don't have that power. But we have a power of saying, reminding the people, both at the government level, but also people in our parishes, in our communities, say, hey, we got human beings. On the boat, there are human beings who feel hurtings, who underwent enormous injustices in order to be here. We can have pastoral presence, as we have. The Church is present. It's got a pastoral presence in detention places by way of a priest and sisters. And then we became extremely active both in proposing and in acting, particularly for minors in detentions, for unaccompanied minors, that that is the community detention. Now, I don't like to use the word detention, but, you know, this is still a form of detention. But instead of being locked in places which are most of the time far away, and I will do my presentations after His Eminence, and I've got some pictures there, but, you know, those are... The government allowed communities to have minors under their care, under very strict control, but these kids are allowed to go to school, to go out, to go shopping. It was a fantastic way to involve the local communities, for example, by way of even having, you know, volunteers to teach English, to take them out for a soccer game, for a football game.
What you're saying is what there needs to be is a dialogue with people, so that there is not this fear of accepting migrants, that a dialogue between organisations, dialogue between peoples, between governments, to create this.
I think, you know, if there is... So often I'm asked, what is the contribution of the Catholic Church in this, you know? My contribution is to show people that we have human beings. And human beings is an image of God. So that is. And we act on three streets that are parallels, you know, and they need to go parallel. Sometimes they come together, sometimes they run parallel. First of all, there is fantastic, long-standing teaching of the Catholic Church on issues of migrants and refugees. So we've got it there. We've got the wealth of the pastoral care expresses through popes. Benedict XVI had fantastic messages on the issues of refugees, really, in the last few years, you know. So we've got that. Then we need to have education. People must know what is the position of the Catholic Church. And the third is practice. We must have certain empowerment somehow in the community, by which, you know, I cannot just simply come to you and say, you know, we don't agree on this, so we should do this. We need to show that our charity, in the sense of the love of God towards migrants and refugees, goes beyond words, and that we can actually act and perhaps show ways that I call our alternatives.